We've had difficult budgets the last few years. This year looks a little better because the inflation factor was a little better from the state. And we are going to present a balanced budget that will work for our kids for next year. So we're in a process to get where we need to get without, again, affecting the direct services to kids, minimizing that impact.
What's the cause of the deficit?
The revenue stream doesn't keep up with our costs. One of the big cost drivers that's really hard to keep under control is that charter and choice is going up like $5-plus million this year. So you can see with a 6.8 level service deficit that we're forecasting right now, that's the cost, you know, that's the cost of a lot of it. The others is our fixed costs are going up more than we get in the Chapter 70 budget.
Now, you say charter and choice. Explain how that impacts your budget when a student leaves one of your schools to attend either a charter school or a school that's outside of the district.
So we would lose the funding to some degree. There's supposed to be some reimbursement. Of course, the state never really gives us the full reimbursement on that. So they underfund that account every year. So there's always a loss there. And you know, if I lose a few youngsters out of a given school, my costs all remain the same. But I lose that revenue stream. So it's a huge problem in all the urban districts in the Commonwealth. And it's a problem for Springfield. And it's growing every year because of the number of charter seats increasing. So the way that charter schools are funded in the Commonwealth is a problem.
What are the things you are looking at to close this projected budget deficit?
Well, first thing we do is we take an all-funds approach to the budget and take a look at anything that's not directly classroom-related and try to be more efficient in other ways and try to cut things that aren't directly tied to the classroom. So we did about a 3% cut to our schools relative to funding. We're taking a 5% cut at the district level again this year. So anything that's not directly related to classroom instruction is the first priority.
So where would that 3% come off in each of the schools? And what if it doesn't impact the classrooms, what would it impact?
65 central administration positions have been cut in the last 5 years. So we look to trim those costs to minimize any impact at the school. But, you know, schools could look at textbook supplies, other things that wouldn't directly impact the classroom, office support staff, those kind of accounts that, you know, so they wouldn't be cutting teaching positions or paraprofessional positions, things like that.
Now, the school,
so again, trying to minimize the cuts to direct services to children.
Sure. Excuse me. The schools are soliciting public input on the budget. Talk about that. What specifically are you doing?
People can list their budget priorities. What do they want kept in the budget? And what their wishes are in that realm. And we get that input. And then we listen, like at our public hearing tonight, for public input relative to what their budget priorities are. And then taking those budget priorities into account in the past, you know, the public's been very interested in keeping the classroom and the teaching level and that kind of thing intact. And we take that into account as we're putting the budget together.
So you're not actually presenting a budget at this public meeting tonight. You're taking suggestions from people on how to put the budget together with this deficit you're facing.
Exactly.
Okay.
What their priorities would be to keep intact, so we make sure we're looking to cut in other areas. And that's where we're at. We'll present the final budget in May for approval. It'll be a balanced budget with the revenue stream we have. Again, I think all urban centers like Springfield are very, very tied to the state funding because about 85% of our Chapter 70 budget actually comes from the state with about a 15% local contribution. So we really rely on the state revenue. So we watch what the legislature is doing very, very closely, get the best final dollar figure we can get, and then balance the budget based on that figure.
It's been reported that at least two school districts, Brockton and Worcester, intend to sue Massachusetts over the state's public school education funding formula. Is that something that Springfield might contemplate doing, joining in that potential lawsuit?
I think there's going to be a lot of support in the state, as back in 93 when ed reform passed. There was a lawsuit pending then that the urban districts are underfunded because of the reliance on property tax with the present formula. I think it improved in 93, but now we need a new iteration of what was done in 93, and I think this lawsuit will push the legislature to think, like that foundation budget review that the state did a few years ago and the legislature said this is what we should fund for education. If that actually occurred, there'd be like an extra $25 to $30 million in the Springfield budget, which would get us out of the cut mode, and we'd be adding the programs we know the urban kids need, where we have high ELL populations that need extra services and special ed, et cetera. So we would certainly be looking at that. And I think you'd see all urban centers join in. And I think the Massachusetts Teacher Association will jump in as in addition to, I think, the Mass Association of School Superintendents.